Hashtag I'm in charge with Kent Teach. All this week on the Hit List on KMFM, we are chatting to teachers from all across Kent. And I have Nicola on Skype. Nicola's a very passionate teacher from Lenham. And talk me through what teaching means to you. But first of all, how did it all start for you?
So I decided to be a teacher actually when I was quite young in school. I had a really awesome maths teacher, but I wanted to be like them. And actually, because I loved the subject, I thought that it was just the way to go. So I kind of did the A-level thing, went to uni, did the degree thing. It sounds really cheesy and a bit of a cliche, but I actually come to school every day to inspire young people, because I've got the tough job of being a maths teacher, and everyone hates the maths. They get forced to do it every day. They don't want to do it. So I have to find a way to make them love it as much as I do. The main reason for being a teacher for me is that the kids come in and their hour just goes by really, really fast. And the best thing I get out of them at the end of the lesson is when they say thank you. I haven't kind of bored them to tears.
Nicola, can you remember when you were first in charge, your first day teaching a class?
So my first lesson, I don't know whether it was like an initiation, but my first lesson was with some year 12s and I was only 24. So there was only a slight gap between us in age. So especially when they were the boys as well, they were like 2 foot taller than me. I felt quite scared that I needed to try and educate these boys. But actually, they were really, they'll understand that you're new as well and give you kind of a bit of leeway.
And Nicola, we know that you're really passionate about teaching. What would you say to young people in school at the moment who are maybe considering a career in teaching?
I speak to my kids in my lessons daily about becoming a teacher, because they want to be taught the same way that I teach them. So I tell them all the time, the only way they can change that is to become that person themselves. And at the end of the day, it's changing lives. And I come into school every day, giving people the routine and the structure and the chance to better themselves. And you can't put a price on that.
Now let's get to the fun part. So all this week, Nicola, we've been asking students to tweet in with the hashtag I'm in charge. They've got till the end of the month to let us know what they would do if they were in charge of a classroom. Money is endless, any possibility. And I'm going to put that question to you. What would you do if you could do absolutely anything for your class?
If money was no, money was no object, I would, anything in the world, I would love to take, they do an awesome maths lesson in New York, because New York is made up of streets and avenues that are all, this is going to sound really geeky, they are all right angles and it's all coordinates. And I would take the kids to discover the coordinates and right angles of New York and then take them shopping.